We'll study the last few psukim of chapter 94 at pasuk 20. Whoever is saying this, be it Moshe or be it David, has been decrying the fact that there is evil in the world, and that we have a great deal of difficulty dealing with evil. In fact, in reality, emotionally we have difficulty. In Pasuk 13, he says, "La'ashkit lo mimeira," to give a little peace from days that are bad, "Ad yikore l'rosh ha'shachat," until the grave will be dug for the evil. And then in Pasuk 16 he says, "Mi yakum li imreim," who's going to stand by me against the evil? "Mi yatzev li," who's going to be firmly with me in parale oven when I come face to face with those who do evil? Lule Hashem 17, Lule Hashem is Ratali, if not for the fact that God was the one who helped me, Kim'at, Shochna, Duma, Napshi, in but a brief period of time, my soul would have dwelled in Duma. Duma is complete silence. Imamarti Moto Ragli, when I thought to myself, my feet are falling, I'm simply going to collapse under the burden of evil. It was your kindness, O God, that gave me sa'ad, that gave me support. With all of the thoughts, sarapai, all the thoughts that are within me. What are the thoughts? I mean, this is one of the problems that man has suffered with since the dawn of creation, the reality and the existence of the evil in the world, and all of the chapters that we have been dealing with up until now are all talking about the same thing. Certainly once we come to Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Hashem Moloch Geut Lavesh, in this chapter we'll see the main psukim, it deals with the idea that there is evil in the world, and that's a difficult thing to accept. God, it would seem, had created a perfect world, and that perfect world is flawed, and we suffer from those flaws, we suffer terribly. So what kind of a perfect world is it? That's going to be the subject of our shiur today. Hayichov recha kisei havot. A kisei havot is a throne of destruction. The throne of destruction is the throne upon which the evil sit. Hayichov recha, can that be connected to you from the word chover? I mean, is there any way that we can connect you to that evil? You are so distant from that evil. And you know what kind of evil it is? Yotzer Omol, those who create evil, Alei Chok, and they make it the law. You know, there's evil that's evil, but then there is evil, more than legal evil. Jihad against America and Israel is a halacha. Yeah. The destruction of those who do not accept Islam is not merely halacha. It's mitzvah. And the one who gives his life for this is a kadosh elyon. That's Yotzer Omol Alei Chok. They form the evil, and they not only legalize it, they make it the law. This is the chok. Yogodu al nefesh tzaddik. Yogodu means they gather together. We have that word. What's a group of soldiers? Is a gedud. God gedud yigudenu v'hu yogud. Okay. Yogodu therefore means they gather together al nefesh tzaddik, against the life of the tzaddik. V'dam naki yarshiyu. Innocent blood, they're guilty of spilling innocent blood, and by then this is a mitzvah. This is terrible, a terrible manifestation of evil in the world that we have suffered from more than anybody else. But then again, Moshe, David, say, "Vayi Hashem li v'nizgav," God was unto me a fortress. Ve'elokai, and my God was Litzur Machsi, the rock under which I find shelter. Tzur, by the way, is also a description or a name of God. Where, you know, Chanukah is around the corner. Ma'oz Tzur Yeshuati, the fortress of my strength is my salvation. That is God. We've also pointed out that twice, at least in Parashat Hazinu, it says the term Tzur Hatzur Tomim Polo, God, the Mighty One, the Rock, that all that He does is complete and full and good, which is a problem, of course, that we're going to have to deal with. What do you mean Hatzur Tomim Polo? Everything He does is good, but there is evil in the. There is evil in the world. What are we going to do about it? We can't deny its existence in the world. And it also says over there, Tzur, the Mighty One, the Rock, Hosoyu Bo, that they found shelter in Him. And this is, as I've been showing, a recurrent theme to prove that these chapters were said by Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life. By Yosef Aleihem et Onam, God brought Onam their evil. Onam is really from the word that we've had four times, or the phrase that we've had four times, Po Alei Oven, those who do evil. Onam is their evil. Their evil comes back upon them. Uberatam, and in the bed that they do Yatzmitain, they will be destroyed. Yatzmitain Hashem Elokeinu, God, our God, will destroy them. The pasuk means even more. The pasuk means there are those who are going to destroy themselves through their own evil. The fact is, in the ultimate sense, crime doesn't pay. Very often the evil that people do or plan to do destroys them. I mean, you probably saw enough movies in your youth about the gang of thieves or killers that all of a sudden, you know, they each start fighting one another, and there's the great shootout. And or we have it; it's a much more common occurrence by us. The fellow who's preparing the mitan chavalah, mitan chavalah, huh? And it blows up. The evil that he prepares blows up. And I don't think it's because these guys are a bunch of kalyakas. I think there's a great bomber in heaven, you understand, who makes sure that these guys find their end. Evil itself, and those who are not destroyed by the evil themselves, Yatzmitain Hashem Elokeinu, let God, our God, destroy them. I'm just going to read three more psukim into chapter 95. And there are two reasons why I'm going to read the three psukim. Today, we had it last week, and it's true again this week. It's Wednesday. And chapter 94 is the shir, Mizmor shir, the shir for Yom Hayom, Yom Revi'i B'Shabbos. Today is the fourth day of Shabbos, which we say, Kel Nekamot Hashem, Kel Nekamot Ophiah. But it doesn't end at the end of the chapter. In davening in the morning, we added another three psukim from the very next chapter. Lechu neranu no Hashem, noriyo litzur yishenu. Now, this is going to accomplish a number of things. First of all, it means that there is a connection between 94 and 95. But it's also going to assist us in understanding that one of the important questions we're going to deal with today is, what is the relationship between Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, that was 94. In passing, we ask, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, a song to Yom HaShabbos, and there is absolutely no reference and no mention of Shabbos in the whole chapter. There is no other chapter in Tehillim like it. Every other chapter in Tehillim that has a kotetet, has a headline, an introduction, there is a clear reference to the introduction in the body of the Mizmor that comes after us. The only one is Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. The Maharal in Sefer Netzach Yisro, chapter 19, says, "V'lo motzonu b'chol ha-mizmor hazeh," in that entire song, Liyom HaShabbos, Shenizke Yom HaShabbos, nothing is mentioned about Shabbos. Alright, so we're going to have to see that. But now, what's interesting is that here, after we have finished 94, in davening, we go to the next three psukim, and of course these psukim are the opening of Kabbalah Shabbos Friday night. Lechu nedanav al Hashem, let us sing to God. Nodiah means vocal song. Nirananot can be vocal, it can be instrumental. Noria is the cry of joy. Litzur, again, what's the word that's used to describe God? Tzur, the rock, the mighty one. Yishenu, who is our salvation. Nikad makon of the soda. Let's go before him, or let us greet him, Nikad Mafanav, the Toda, with thanks. And Toda has two meanings. Toda means, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, it was the Toda sacrifice, or Toda simply means Toda Rabba. By the way, the 11th chapter of our 11 chapters over here, which is number 100, is going to be what we say every day, Mizmor L'Soda, Mizmor L'Toda. Alright? Bismirot, with song, Norialo, we will shout before him in song. Kikel Gadol Hashem, God is great, Umelech Gadol, and he is the great king. I'll call Elohim over and above all other. The word Elohim means all other sources of power, real or imaginary, in the world. Alright. Now, I know that I'm taking a chance, I'm taking a risk. I'm going to try and take you through these sheets that you have in front of you. It is from an essay. I believe it to be an extremely powerful and profound essay that was written by Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was the Rashiva Yeshivat Chaim Berlin. It must be about 18 or 20 years since he passed away, and I'm afraid to say that though I did meet him a number of times and knew him, I never appreciated his brilliance until recently. I think there's readiness for everything. I didn't have the patience, and now all of a sudden I read things that he wrote, and it's not something that you can read. I put a lot of work into this. Whether I'm going to be able to impart it to you, certainly in all of its grandeur, I'm going to fail. But maybe you'll get something. I'll succeed in getting along, getting across. And if I don't, the failure is all mine. And wasn't that noble? Let's see. Omar Rabba Bar Chanina Sabo Mishmei D'Rav. This is a statement of our rabbis that appears in the Medrash, and it also is a Gemara in Masechet Brachot, and we mentioned it 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, and I gave a pshat of the Beit HaLevi on it, but all we have to know now is the Gemara. Kol shelo amar emet v'yatsiv shacharit. Anybody who did not say emet v'yatsiv in the morning, ve'emet ve'emunah arvit, and emet and emunah at night, lo yotzav yedei chovato, has not fulfilled his obligation. Shenema, as it says, lahagid ba'boker chazdecho, to relate in the morning your kindness, ve'emunatcha, and your belief, ba'lei lot. Where does that pasuk appear? That pasuk appears in Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Told lahodot l'Hashem ulezamer l'shimcho elyon lahagid ba'boker chazdecho ve'emunatcha ba'lei. Davening in the morning, when we finish Shema, we say Hashem Elokeichem Emet V'Yatziv V'Nachon V'Kayam V'Yashar. Married, we say Emet V'Emunah. And Reb Chanina Saba says
that you, if you didn't say Emet Yatzin in the morning and Emet Ve'emunah at night, one has not fulfilled his obligation. And Rashi there explains that Emet Ve'yatziv is talking about what God had done to us in the past. Emet Ve'emunah is that which we look forward to in the future. So one is a matter of Yatziv. Emet Ve'yatziv means that this is firm. It already took place. Emet Ve'yatziv, V'nachon, V'kayom, V'yashar, all this took place. But then there is also the idea that we look forward, that God will fulfill his promises. That becomes a matter of faith, of belief. Emet Ve'emunah. We also explained in the name of the Bet HaLevi that a miracle that takes place at night means that the Golus will still continue. A miracle that's going to take place before the light of day means that this is solid. It is the beginning of the end of exile. Okay, so we know the Gemara. Next. The Medrash on Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Tov L'Hodos Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchok Pasach. Rabbi Yitzchok opened his speech about his drosha about Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Re'u, Moshe says in Torah, Re'u si kinat Hashem apan l'chol haShabbat, God gave you Shabbat. Mahu Re'u? What does Re'u mean? What does Moshe mean when he tells the Jewish people Re'u? Amar Rabbi Ami said, Margalita diya yahavit lechon. Take a look at the gem, the margalit that God has given you. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said the following. In other words, first was the introduction. Take a look at the jewel, the gem. Now, he says the following: Kol Iska Shel Shabbat Kapul. Everything about Shabbos is double. Omra Kapul Shenema Shnei HaOmer LeEchad. The Omer that they received, the Mon, they got a double portion Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Korbanot Kapul. The sacrifice that's brought on Shabbos is double. Shenema Uve Yom HaShabbat, and on the day of Shabbat Shnei Kvasim. The Neishanatanim in two Shatzalah. Onisha Kapul. The punishment for Chil Shabbos is double. Shenema Mechaleleha Mot Yumat. Those who desecrate Shabbos, Mot Yumat. Makan Schara Kapul. The reward for keeping Shabbos is double. Shenema V'karata L'Shabbos Oneg L'Kadosh Hashem Mechubad. That you should call Shabbos Oneg, and it's in Kadosh. There is Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos. The one who is Zalcha, the one who is worthy and fully comprehends what Shabbos is and keeps it the way it should, his reward is that he has both Oneg and Kavod. There is a sense of pleasure, joy in the Shabbos, and there's also this uplifting spirit of Kavod Shabbat. As Haroteha Kipulo, the warnings about Shabbos are double. Zochor et Yom HaShabbat and Shomor et Yom HaShabbat. In the first Aseret HaDibrot it says Zochor, remember at Yom HaShabbat, and in the second one it says Shomor et Yom HaShabbat. Mizmorah Kapul, and you know what else is double? Mizmor, the song of Shabbos is double because it says Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos. Most other chapters in Tehillim are, for example, LeDavid Mizmor or Shir, but Mizmor Shir only Shabbos. So our witness says the following. What we have to explain is, what's the significance of the fact that it's double? What is the significance that the idea of Emet V'yatziv and Emet V'emunah we learn from Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos? What's it all mean? So he says the following. The Ramban in the Aseret HaDibrot, and I've given a bit of an outline here that you should be able to follow me, and at some point we're going to see the words of Rav Hutner himself. the Ramban says that the performance of positive commandments is a function of Ahavat Hashem, love of God. Not to transgress negative commandments is a function of Yirat Hashem, fear of God. Rav Hutna says, you can't take the words of the Rambam literally, because the fact is, love, if one loves God, not only will one perform positive commandments, but out of love, one is certainly not going to transgress a negative commandment. And if one fears God, fearing God doesn't mean because I fear Him, I will not do an Avera. And I won't do a mitzvah. Fear really is that which would engender both the fulfillment of positive commandments and being careful not to transgress a negative commandment, just as Abba would do both of them. So what does the Ramban mean when he says Ahava Hashem, love of God, brings to the fulfillment of positive commandments? Fear of God brings to concern and watching oneself not to perform not to do a negative commandment. So Rav Hutna says the Ramban is not talking about the intellectual reason why one performs a positive commandment or why one does not transgress, that love is the reason why one performs a positive commandment and fear is the reason why a person does not transgress a negative commandment. But rather what the Ramban is saying is he is talking about, and I don't know how to translate it that well, the kochot ha-nefesh. Kochot ha-nefesh means the power of the soul, what goes on within the psyche of the human being. What is it that in a sense overwhelms a person so that he should want to fulfill a positive commandment? What is it that causes him to withdraw, to retreat from doing negative commandments? We're not talking about the intellectual reason, we're talking about what goes on. What goes on with the consciousness of a human being. So he says, in nature there are two forces at work. The two forces, he calls them hitpashtut, expansion, a moving outward in nature. And then there's another movement in nature which is hitkatzut. Hitkatzut is withdrawal, contraction, shrinking. There is an outward movement in nature and there is an inward moving in nature. Ava is something that fills a person with a sense of an outward movement. I want to reach out to God. Yirah, fear of God, is that which in my consciousness, not my mind, my feelings, fear of God is that which causes me to retreat and to withdraw. By the way, different terminology, but similar ideas are used by Rav Soloveitchik as well, when he talks about the idea of tzimtzum, that in order for God to create the world, He had to withdraw and contract Himself, because Molech, He fills everything. If everything is filled with the glory of God, how does the world come into being? In a sense, God is the one who contracts Himself in order that He should be able to permit a world to come into being. And the Rav makes a lot of the idea that whatever way God acts, that's the way man is supposed to act. And he says, for example, that all of halacha is an act of tzimtzum. He brings the famous Rashi in Shir HaShirim, Chosin and Kala married, it's after the chuppah, they're home together, and she turns to him and she says, I saw a speck of blood. So despite the passion, despite the strength of the feeling between them, he withdraws. They withdraw from one another. Tzimtzum. This is the act of great courage. And all of halacha is tzimtzum. I don't know, somebody may walk a McDonald's, you know, a McDonald's. There must be billions of people in the world, can't be crazy, but we don't need a McDonald's. I could have thought of a better example, but I can't think of it right now. There's a sense of symptom. We withdraw. There are things that we would want to do that we don't do. That's a symptom. That's contraction. So he says the Ramban is telling us that the emotional makeup of the human being when he performs a positive commandment is an outward expansive hitpashtut movement. The one who stays away from an aveira is the one who is recoiling. He is contracting. That's the feeling that goes on in him. In the creation of the world, one of the names of God that is used is the name Shaddai, Shin Dalet Yud. Rashi says in a number of places the meaning of this name of God is She'omer La'olamo Dan. He said to the world, enough. And Chazal explained, what does he mean? Rashi says it in the Chumash. That when God began the process of creation, creation is in one sense, as far as the world is concerned, it's an outward moment. Stars and moons, planets, world, an outward moment. And when God says, let it be, it means it grows and it grows. Something has to stop it. Creation has to stop. How does God stop it? Because he is Shaddai. He tells the world, Dan, stop. Here, I've come until here, the too low, and no further. So it means that in the act of creation itself, one of the aspects of creation is, first of all, the hit pashtut, the moving outward, and then there is also the hit kafzut, the idea of moving inward. When Shabbos comes, Vayechulu, he finished it all. But how did he finish it? He finished it by saying, die, stop. That's it. And creation stopped. But there was another aspect to the sanctity of Shabbos. The other aspect of the sanctity of Shabbos is, just like everything was created by a positive utterance of God, Kedushas Shabbos comes because of an utterance of God as well. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops creation, and that's the Vayechulu, but then also he invests and injects Kedusha into the Shabbos by the uttering, in a sense of, let there be Shabbos. So that in the creation of the world, these two forces are there. Page 2. Alright? So we have two forces in creation. We also, as the Medrash said, we also have the duality of Zohar and Shomor, the Dibur Echad. Right? Zohar and Shomor. Zohar is Yom HaShavos, means to perform the positive commandments. Shomor means to keep the negative commandments. Zohar, therefore, is a function of Ahava, of spreading out, Hit Pashtut. Shomor is Mitzvah Lo Taseh, which is Yirah. And when it says that Zohar v'Shomor, the Dibur Echad Nemru, Zohar and Shomor, the seven world word, you know what it means? That there's a harmonious blending and emerging into one of both of these great forces, the outward movement and the retraction and recoil. I'm going to go one step further, and then I think we're going to start, we will begin to bring it down to where we want to. God acts in the world in two ways. He is manifest in the world in two ways. There's a pasuk in Nitzavim, Vayera, Haniglot Lanu Ulubanenu. There are revealed things to us and to our children. The revealed things are that which we, there are things in the world that we can understand. But then there are mistadot, there are things that are concealed, and that's why Hashem Elokeinu, only God understands that. What is it that is revealed to us that we can understand? Do you know what we can understand? We can understand tzaddik, v'tovlo, v'rosho, v'ralo. We can understand the tzaddik, everything goes well for the tzaddik, and everything is bad for the rosho. We can understand it, we can relate it, we can relate to it. It is within our ability to comprehend, but there is something that's concealed from us. Moshe wanted to know, Yirmiyahu wanted to know, Yishayahu wanted to know. Eov asked the question, Habakkuk asked it. But it's concealed. We cannot fully comprehend. We can't comprehend it at all. And that is tzaddik, v'ralo, the righteous, and things go bad for him. And Rosha, v'tovlo, and Rosha, things we can't understand that. We can't understand that. I'm going to tell you one more thing. We start Kiddush Friday night by saying Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, Yom Hashishi, Vayihu Hashamayim Ba'aretz. Now the fact is that there's a problem with this. The problem, I mean, this is not said by Rav Lipman, I'm injecting it here. The problem is, we're not supposed to say a half a pasuk. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, Yom Hashishi is the second half of the pasuk before Vayihu. But that's what it says in our Siddurim, that silently you say, Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boker, Yom Hashishi, Vayihu Hashamayim. By the way, why do we add that? So there are those who say, because if you take Yom Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim, you take those four words, the first letters are Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yom Hashishi Vayechulu Hashamayim. One of the things that I did, that at certain points in my life I did, and sometimes I didn't do it, and I saw it in different siddurim, you know, for a number of years, I did it silently. No, you should know that I went away from it. I think I'm ready to go back to it. There are some siddurim where we say the whole pasuk of Yom Hashishi. Vayara Elokim et kol asher oso. God saw everything that he did. V'inei tov mi'od. It was very good. Vayihi erev, Vayihi boker, Yom Hashishi. So you said the whole pasuk. You had no problem with having said half the pasuk, and then you start by Yehudu Hashemayim Boretz. I think with what we're going to say now, we're going to understand precisely why there is this custom to say the whole pasuk. But let's read a few select paragraphs here. The kush de milta hachiru. The fact is that this is truth. Ki kol oved Hashem, anyone who serves God, v'nishmatam margishim, in their souls, they feel this ne'emana, in truth, be'omeg datam, in the depth of their minds. Ki toamim heim v'yisurim shal Shabbos gametam ha'avo, uvi mitzvotea shal Shabbat heim toamim gametam ha'yiro. Fact is, there's a complete blending of Ahava and Yidah, love of God and fear of God, both in the fulfillment of the positive commandments of Shabbos and in the staying away from the negative commandments. Says that any real Shabbos understands that there is a sense of great Ahava Hashem that is felt by keeping Shabbos and not doing all the others. That's the fact. It's not that there are two emotions that are competing over there. Now I love God, so I perform the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Now I fear Him, and therefore I don't do avodas. In performance of the totality of Shabbos, the two emotions, Ahava and Yira, are both felt. It's not that, I want to be mechal Shabbos, and do something else a little, all of a sudden Europe takes over. No, there's a great sense of Ahavat Hashem as well that I wouldn't even think of doing. Zeh Perik Deveim Shel Chachamim. This is what the meaning of the words of our rabbis: Ki Shabbat Isko Kapul Umitzvatot Ketula. That Shabbos, the involvement, the things that are done on Shabbos is double. The medrash that we learned at the beginning: Umitzvatot Ketula Zachor V'Shamar. Unichonim Anu Achshav Lavo. Now we're ready to move on. Min Kveilut Mitzvatashem Shabbat. The double mitzvahs of Shabbos. El Kveilat Shiratash on Shabbos. There is a double shir on Shabbos. The Yuvan Lalu Inyan Zer, this will be understood, the Evdem HaHanacha, by saying in advance with the following introduction, Ki Kishem Shiesh Makom L'Tnuach Hayit Pashtut L'Tnuach Hayit Katsut B'midot Shebelev B'Avodat Hashem K'mo Ken Yesh Makom L'Tnuach Hayit Pashtut L'Tnuach Hayit Katsut B'Deot Shememolah B'Avodat Hashem. This is an important point that he's making. The idea of an expansive feeling, joy, I would say joy gives you a feeling of boundlessness. Fear is, of course, something that sort of you retreat within yourself. So he says the idea of the outward movement and the movement of recoil is not only true in middos, in feeling of the heart, but there's an expansion and a retraction in the mind, in how the mind intellectually looks at things. He's going to elaborate on that a little bit in the next paragraph. Harei lanu ki gam bihilchot dayot shal avodat Hashem nimtzaot hen shtei hatnuot ha'apuchot shal hitpashtut v'hitkavtzut. When he talks about niglos, what are the niglos? Those things that we can relate to, which is tzaddik v'tov lo and choshev v'ra lo. It's good for the tzaddik and it's bad for the rosh. There are the nistavot that we cannot relate to. Intellectually, we have difficulty with evil in the world. That's the nistavot. God knows, but we don't know. Harei lanu ki gam bihilchot dayot. Even in the laws that speak about what we ought to understand and believe of service of God, there are these two movements, these opposite movements of expansion and recoil. Kederach shehit nimtzaot v'chovat halavavot, just like we feel in the heart, shel avodat Hashem. B'midot shebelev, as far as the feelings, the emotions of the heart, mechunot hen shtei atnuot halalu b'shem midat ha'ava midat ha'yira. As far as the heart is concerned, we call them these two motions, the outward and the recoil, we call them love and fear. When we're talking about the understanding of the mind, one he calls nistarot and the other is niglot. The nistarot are those which we, in a sense, we recoil, we move backward, we move inward. When we are faced with evil in the world, the tzaddik suffers and the rosher is powerful and mighty. Now, I think at this point we can make what really brings us to the very core. What's that pasuk again before Vayichuvu? Vayar Elokim, God saw, et kol asher osa, everything that he did, everything that he made, v'hineh tov miyod, behold, it's very good. Vayiyered, vayivoker, yom hashishi. Rav Hutner says that in order to fully appreciate Shabbos, do you know what you have to understand? That everything that God made in this world is Tov Maod. If you have any difficulty with accepting the concept of Tov Maod, to that extent, you're going to be lacking in your full appreciation of Shabbos. It's not easy to be able to look at the world and say, as God said, V'hineh tov miyod.
What is it that makes it difficult? There's only one thing that makes it difficult to say that the world is Tovio. Because there's Tzadik, the Hallow and Rosh of the Tovlo.
So therefore, Rav Huttner is going to say, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. You know what the song L'Yom HaShabbos is? To be able to say Tov L'Hodos L'Hashem, it's good to thank God, U'L'Zamer L'Shimcha El'Yom, and to sing to your name, Almighty One, L'Hagid B'Bokeh Hazdecha V'Munatcha B'Lilot. You know, there are going to be psukim in this chapter that are of an expansive, outgoing nature. Your greatness. Sing, tell your chesed in the morning, your faith at night. Kisi matani Hashem before that, will you make me happy? Happiness is, of course, an outward, expansive movement. The Masa Yodecha Adanein. But then he comes, but there's a problem. I have a problem with seeing the world as Tov Yod because there's evil in the world. I have a problem with that. So then he says, Ishbar lo yeda uchsil in itself. The boor cannot know, nor can the fool understand this. You know what? You have to believe in order to fully appreciate the Shabbos. You have to understand that Bifroach Rishoyim, yes, there will be the blossoming of the evil, but it's no more than grass. It will wither and die. You see, because Shabbos is double also, the Maharal says this. There's another respect in which Shabbos is double. There's Shabbos in this world, and there's the Shabbos to the world to come. When you take those two Shabbosos together, ultimately everything is going to straighten out. Before our very eyes, our eyes of flesh and blood in this world, we see the suffering of the tzaddik and we see the great success of the chasha. But we're only looking at half a picture. There is another half to the picture. And that half of the other half of the picture is that the Rishonim are like grass that are going to wither. They're going to be destroyed. That was the theme of 32, 33, and 34. I have to be able, I did it last week too. I did it last week too. There's something's going on. I'll figure it out. 92, 93, 94. The theme, the recurrent theme in all is that yes, you see tzaddik v'ra'lo and rosh v'tovlo, but you have to understand there's another side to the coin. There's the side to the coin of tzaddik v'tovlo and rosh v'ra'lo, and in the ultimate sense that's exactly what's going to be. And to know that it will ultimately be tzaddik, everything goes well for the tzaddik, and things will go badly for the rasha, that idea is a necessary introduction to be able to appreciate the totality of a Shabbos. Because you can only enter a Shabbos by knowing that by Yahweh Kim et Kol Asher, also God saw everything that he made, he made Tov Me'od. And you stop over there, what do you mean Tov Me'od? You have to see it as Tov Me'od. And the extent to which you cannot see it as Tov Me'od, the extent to which man is troubled either with complaints to God, why did he do this and why did he do that, the extent to which one is troubled is the extent to which one is not able to appreciate fully the Shabbos. Alright, I need a drink, that's how I'm letting you rest. I'm not finished yet. Yeah. You're next, you're next. She was first, you're next. So don't, I noticed the back over there, I don't forget you. Yes.
That's another
shir. I think I'm going to get into that now. I'll get into that. I'll get so far zunken. So why did the model come? You know, so all of these questions, God didn't know that this was going to happen from that. I just got the cautious, but so next year. if you do forget the kasha or yes. Is that why? That's very nice from an Englishman. Avelut b'fahesya, avelut. Very good. Oh, is that nice? In other words, because Shabbos we have to look at the world as though it is perfection. No, well, there's one way to say it through rose-colored glasses, or I would say through God-colored glasses. Because if Shabbos is not only a description of a worldly Shabbos in the here and now, but Shabbos is also Me'ein Olam Haba, then I have to be in the Me'ein Olam Haba mode on Shabbos. And therefore, in the event that one is incapable of entering that mode, to that extent, one is not fully appreciating or experiencing the Oneg Shabbos. Shmirah Shabbos there is, Zohar Shabbos there is. I mean, I would go one step further and saying Oneg in life can only be experienced. That's how you're supposed to enter Shabbos. Therefore, as I was doing this, I thought maybe that's the reason. That's the reason those who have the minute to save the entire public, it's not only that you should save an entire public, but you should express the idea that is the necessary introduction to a Shabbos. To be able, in a sense, to feel that sense of expansiveness. That it's Tov Mi'alev. We know the realities of the world, but we know that in the Niglos, what can we relate to and what can we understand? Tzadik V'Tov Lo and Rosh Hashanah. That we can understand. The Niskaros, our Hashem Elokeinu. Let's take another few. Hadvarim Alalo. Shenidbaru Bekan, the words that we've explained here, Misham Shimhem, Makteach Ne'aman. This is a key that you can depend on. Lahavanat hen sheikh hatochen shel haperek mizmor shiluy yom haShabbos. The continued content of mizmor shiluy yom haShabbos. Perek zehu echad haprakim hamuatim b'sefer Tehillim. This is one of the few prakim in Tehillim asher ein beguf haparsha shum zecher l'noseh ha'inyan. There is absolutely no mention to the title or the subject of the mizmor. Hamadur v'pasuk rishon shel haparsha that appears in the first pasuk, which is mizmor shiluy yom haShabbos. Hapasuk rishon shel haparsha in mizmor shiluy yom haShabbos ubechol haparsha kulo lo mispadish klal shum inyan shel Shabbos. This is the problem that was bothering him, that was bothering the Maharal. No mention of Shabbos. Ki kol tochen haparsha sodehu al inyan hanahogas rosho v'tovlo. The parsha is really talking about rosho v'tovlo, it's good, and this stands in sharp contradiction to Oneg Shabbos. Bifroat Rishon Kimorei said, Bayotzitzu kopol ha'oven. Ella, he says, Shemahalach advarim kachu, this is what's happening in this parish. Oneg Shabbos, by the way, Oneg in Kabbalah Shabbos is first mentioned by Yishayahu. But he says, even though it is first said in the Nevi'im by Yishayahu, there is a source for the idea of Oneg Shabbos in Torah. And that's in that last pasuk. Vayara lukim et kol asher osa v'yim yitov miyod vayichulu, etc. vayishvos, etc. vayikadesh, etc. Hinein et paresh lanu ikan ki hashvita v'akidu shal Shabbos v'im heim v'tov v'iyo shal tov ma'od. Kedushas haShabbos and Oneg Shabbos, and the sense of Shabbos comes by virtue of the ability to see that the world is totally owned. Let's go to number Zion. Most of the ideas you already have. You see that on the That second page. The ha'advarim ha'ilu halalu yotzim hein bin afshenu. All of the words that we said, they create within ourselves et ha'afana la'afchin ha'afana yoter abuka v'in on Shabbos. This gives us the possibility to analyze greater the idea of the delight of Shabbos. Ha'afana zut l'amdein l'odat. This will teach us kikishem shem mitzvahs gufo shem Shabbos k'fula'im. Just like the mitzvah of Shabbos is doubled because in Shabbos includes shtei tnuot ha'yisod, the two fundamental movements in nature and in man. Shel avodat Hashem gam yachad kmo kein gam inyon shel oneg Shabbos kofu hu. So too oneg Shabbos is doubled mitnei shegam hu kolel v'tochor, also includes within it et shtei ha'tnuot halalu ba'achdut achad. These two movements are blended harmoniously together. And the Shemitzvah's Gufi Shel Shabbos Mu'akedah to Ed Shtei Atzmuot Halalu Shel Hispashtut Vitkatzut Kmo Shein Polot V'midot Shebelev U'Bekochot Shebemaiser. The Zohar and the Shomo, the Mitzvah Sasei and the Mitzvah Slosasei, the expansion and the recoil, all of these are talking about Midot Shebelev, character and personality in the heart, with the kochot shel mata, and how I act or don't act on Shabbos, which are what are the midot shel leiv, feelings of ava and ira, he said, which are asay v'lo sa'asay. But mitzvos oneg Shabbos ma'akedet yet shtei atnuot halalu shel mitpashtut v'tkatzut kmo shein po'olot be'emuna shebenefesh u'bedeyot shel mamon. In belief, in creed, there is also an outward expansive movement, and there's a recoil. There are the niglot and the nistarot. There are the hishtaychut. Here are another two words that he uses, and I'll explain them. Hishtaychut is something that I can relate to, and nisgaviot are things that are beyond me. What can I relate to? What can we all relate to? Tzadik v'tocho and choshev v'ra'ano. But there is something that's in his God that's beyond our ability to comprehend. And that's Tzadik v'ra'ano and Rosh Hashanah. And that also appears as part of, that's also in part of Shabbos. But if we see the duality of Shabbos, as the Medrash said, that there's a Shabbos now and there's a Shabbos la'atid lavo, I would say, I don't know, I think my mother Alain Shalom used to say, the Rebbein Shlom, like Kemal Nish Shulik. In the final analysis, he never ends up owing anybody anything. And the longer view of history, in the longer view of history, the Roshah will get his, and the Tzadik will get his. It takes great Kochot HaNefesh to be able to see it. It takes great kochot ha-nefesh to, you know, remove from one's consciousness all the news of the 6 days of the week and then go into a Shabbos with an understanding that it's Tov, that it's Tov, that God created a world that's Tov. And if there's anybody that may have messed it up, it may have been man, but God should have taken that into consideration as well. So then he says, one final comment. Chet, he's also going to explain that Mizmor and Shir both mean song, but Shir is expansive, and Mizmor, there's another, what word do you hear in the word Mizmor? Zemer, no, there's another one, that's correct, Zemer is correct. One of the 39 melachot of Shabbos is Zomer. Zomer is going to cuss. There is an action of recoil in Mizmor. Mizmor and Shir. Shir, in other words, since everything is dual on Shabbos, there's Zohar and Shomer, there's Avor, there's Yira, there's expansion and recoil. There's Nistaros and there's Niblos. There's also Mizmor Shir. Mizmor represents the sense of recoil. I have to withdraw. I have to withdraw from what it is that during 6 days of the week
may cause me not to see the ultimate reality of the world. And sheer is the explosion of joy. But the last paragraph, Yud, the chosnim onu gozel apolach adhorim. Now we return to what was said at the beginning. La minor, what did we begin with? That whoever didn't say emet v'yatsiv in the morning, and emet v'emunah at night has not fulfilled his obligation. V'ainu ki v'chlol yot nitzchalku ha'godas chalte ha'boke v'ha'godas emunas ha'leilos l'zmanu miyuchodim. There is a division here. There's a division here of talking about the solid truth in the morning and the truth of faith and belief in the evening. Emet yatsiv shakit, emet maravit, mikol makom, b'mabeah kedushata shel Shabbos, mitbatel pi chalukazo. When it comes to Shabbos, then emet ve'emuna and emet yatsiv flow together, because in Shabbos you have not only the Shabbos of the here and now, you also have the ultimate Shabbos of Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umenucha L'Chayei Olamim. Mitzvata Kefula Mitzvot of Shabbos Akful Kapul Zachor V'Shamor Shirata Kefula Mizmor Shir Utvua Yin Mabea Kedushata Shal Shabbos B'Chotama Shal Shizirat HaKefelut L'Dibur Egon Shal Mizmor Shir V'Dor Ketei Ben Sheikh HaPerek Hazeh. Study well the rest of this chapter of Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. V'yitpareish lom kulo mitoch ha'avkamas anal ki mu'arim heim avroim shizbam adipar ba'ora shavrush shalom amal. The psukim in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos are either psukim of expansion or psukim of recoil. Bifrat l'shon k'mei eiseh. Ah, but then ishbar lo yeda u'chasil lo yabin etzal. And then he says that Atom Marom Lo Hashem is speaking about, of course, the greatness of a God that fills the world. Kinei Eveh Hashem, Kinei Eveh Yevedu Yisbogu Kaporeyom. And then there's, of course, Tzadik Hatomah Yitroh. There's the outward movement, there's the inward movement, and all of them become joined together in Shabbos, because Shabbos is the time at which we have to be able to see the world as it was created by God in its reality. The pristine, natural world is the one we look to on Shabbos. And that world is the one that Vayar Elokim, God himself, saw at Kol Asher Osa, whatever he did, v'hineh tov ma'od. And we have to be able to see the tov ma'od. And it takes effort to see the tov ma'od. It requires a movement of withdrawal, and it requires a movement of expansion. It requires Ava and Yidah, Zohar v'Shomer, and Stores that Niglos. It requires the idea of an Stores, that which I'm able to understand, that which I'm able to comprehend, and then that Niglos, and then the Nistaros, that I have to realize that there are things that are above and beyond me, and all of them come together to form Shabbos. Again, I like that idea that maybe that's why there's no Avelus on Shabbos. Because if Shabbos is supposed to be a period of, it represents a period of Tzadik, the Tov Lo, then that's it. I have to look at everything as Tov. There's no place for Ra on Shabbos. Very nice. And therefore we also understand, I think I'm most probably going to go back to my minute of saying Vayar Elokim et kol asher osa v'hineh tov v'yom v'yehi erev v'yehi boker yom hashishi kul shemayim v'aretz. It's a little early. You know, you all look like you've had it. Okay. L'chun Aranana. Beginning with Lakuna Ranana, I'd like you to read the next few chapters. Go to Kabbalah Shabbos. Huh?